95.7 WZID, and as we have in the past few years, we've been getting together with CMC Breast Care Center and talking about how October, National Breast Care, well, Breast Care Awareness Month, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And joining us once again this year, Dr. Betsy Angelakis. You're like an old pro at this here. Every year we get to see you, and welcome back.
Thank you, Neil. And, you know, I wanted to remind you, it's not actually October, it's Pinktober.
Pinktober.
Ah,
oh,
yes.
You got to get that.
That's important to note.
That's the first I've heard of that. So Pinktober. Something new. I like that.
We also pinky promise to come back for a mammography every year.
Mm-hmm. I pinky promised last year, and mm-hmm. I did, and I will do that again this year.
And you're due, right?
I am due. It's time. It's kind of nice when Dr. Angelakis comes in because it reminds me that it's time for me to go again.
Now, doctor, explain your position with CMC.
I am the chief of breast imaging. Mm-hmm. I work with a fantastic team. We have a team that's all breast care focused. We have a breast surgeon, Dr. Jessica Ryan. She's fantastic, or pinktastic, depending on your point of view. And she started our Pinky Promise campaign last year, which was her first year with us. Mm-hmm. So we're thrilled to be celebrating a year with her. She's really helped energize the team, and we now have all 3D machines. So every single mammogram machine that we have is 3D. So almost every single mammogram done is 3D now.
That's really important.
Right. And explain the difference with 3D. What does 3D mean? Because, you know, I'm obviously haven't been through this, so I'm just curious as to what the benefits of a 3D machine are.
You know, it's when we started off with TV and went to color.
That's really old school. No, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah. And then went to HD. Now everybody has HD, and there's new innovations all the time. It just lets us see things better. So mm-hmm. it's like watching the football game HD. You feel like they're going to walk into the room, and that's the kind of definition we want to be able to diagnose breast cancer and really see through the breast tissue better.
You know, when you see the blades of grass on HGTV, this is like seeing those layers of tissue that you couldn't see before, right?
Oh, I love that analogy. Thank you, Margaret. It's just like when the grass, although they may paint it pink or Pinktober, but when you see that whole green and it's hard to tell the difference between, you know, a little piece of something there. Mm-hmm. If you have the HD, you can see the blades of grass, just like you might be able to see something abnormal in the breast tissue.
So it's obviously a huge leap for you in what you can see and when it comes to a diagnosis and finding things.
Yes, and Dr. Ryan really was all about making sure that all of our mammography is 3D. So we are so grateful that CMC invested in giving us all the latest technology and bringing us to all 3D.
Well, it's key to early detection, prevention, and everything that you want to do to prevent people from you know, coming in and finding out that they have something that's more advanced.
So please come. You need to come for us to see it. Please keep coming every year. Sometimes people harken back to the government guideline of every other year, and that actually makes us a little bit sad because it just delays diagnosis.
So people do skip, so they'll skip a year sometimes?
Yes, and it can be detrimental, and it's very sad for us to see a cancer that might have been picked up a whole year earlier if we'd seen you sooner.
Right, so once a year. Obviously, we bring it out in Pinktober just to remind you, but you know, all year long, you know, you should be thinking about this and checking yourself as well.
Yes, so please, pinky promise to come. Come for your first, come every year. Promise your husband, Marga.
Yes,
promise
ma'am.
Your friends.
Yes.
Come on, girlfriend.
All right, here we go. Pinky promise.
They've done it.
I will see you very soon, I promise.
Pinky promise the viewers, please promise your friends and family to come so we can take care of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's so important, too, because as you said, it's the key to early detection. And it's a reminder of taking care. Women, I think, don't tend to take care of their bodies as well as they should. They're so busy with their families and work that they forget that they've got to focus on themselves sometimes.
Exactly.
Dr. Angelakis, always great to see you, and go see her. Pinky promise. It's Pinktober. Dr. Angelakis, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.